is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Proud Animal Communications with Rose Proud, heard here on the fourth Thursday of the month. Rose is a certified hypnotherapist who has studied energy healing, meditation, natural medicine, numerous spiritual growth practices before becoming a certified animal communicator, where her true passion lies. She's able to communicate with any type of pet, helping them with challenging life issues and negotiates effective solutions to increase the quality of their lives. Please welcome Rose Proud back to News for the Soul.
Welcome back, Rose.
Hi, thank you. It's great to be back.
I'll just let you know we've got a couple callers on the board. And okay. So when you've done your whatever intro you're going to do, we're ready to dive in.
All right, let's just jump in. I'll be brief. My name is Rose Proud, and I'm a certified animal communicator. What that means is I can communicate with your animals on a telepathic, energetic level to ask questions or receive information to help deal with life challenges, health issues, behavioral issues, any changes going on, or just to check in and see how they're doing. So the calls today are to communicate with animals, either living or past. So go ahead and call in, and I guess we got one, so let's go.
All right. Board's a bit kinky. People are getting dropped, but we've got one ready to go. Let's go there. So take your time. 309, okay. What's your first name, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name's Tara. I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Tara. How are you?
Hi, Rose. I'm great. Happy holidays to you. Wasn't sure if you'd be
thank
on
you.
Today, so thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, so I'm calling about my Abethan hound named Leia.
Okay.
It's Leia. L-E-I-A. Mm-hmm, Leia.
Uh-huh.
And she's been with me for about 3 months now. She is about 5 years old. Beautiful, beautiful white and brown spotted coloring. And so she has been adapting really well to our family. We're a multi-pet family. We've kind of tackled some barriers or some challenges that first came up. The one thing I'm calling about is that she whines a lot for when she needs something. And she's very persistent about it, which is fine. But I don't know if there's a way to communicate that or for a different way for her to communicate what her needs are other than whining, because to me, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Mm-hmm.
And I typically can figure out what she wants. It's either, you know, to go outside or sometimes she's hungry. Sometimes she wants a bone. Sometimes it's like she likes to have the bed to herself. And if the other dogs are on the bed, she'll just stand there and kind of whine and because she's wanting me to get the other dogs off the bed for her. And I tell her, well, you know, they're here. And if you want to come up and share, that's fine. Or, you know, if you want to assert a little dominance and get them off, that's fine. If you want it to yourself, or there's other options, there's, you know, plenty of options to lay down and other beds and things like that. But if she could stop the whining.
Okay.
It's just, It's yeah. It just something about it just gets to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it might be that was the only way that she got acknowledged in her previous wherever she was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figure that.
Yeah, it could be a very learned behavior. How many other animals do you have?
I have two male dogs and three cats.
Okay. And she's doing okay with everybody?
She is. She has really adapted well. She is very good buddies now with my standard poodle. And then I have a little terrier who she tolerates fine. He's kind of annoying, but she's tolerating him.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is, you know, there is an energy and a synergy to the whole family. And so when other animals are in the family, whenever I do, especially a private session with someone, I like to know everybody that's in the household, because you never know when something's going to come up or somebody has something to say, or if something between their relationship is, you know, impacting or a part of whatever the issue is. So what I'd like you to do is, I do best when I hear you say your name first and last. Well, you don't have to say your last name on the air, but first name three times. Are there other people that live with you too?
Yeah, my husband and two sons.
Okay. We can go ahead with just your name, but your first name three times. And then if you would say at least each of the dog's names three times. Her name, Leia's name three times, and then the other two dogs, just so I can see if there's any, you know, anything there that needs to be addressed, but also because, you know, sometimes with cats it doesn't really matter between the dogs, and because there's not really an issue between them, it's not really that important, but it's helpful just for me to bring their energy in, okay?
Sure. So you do want me to do the cats too, or just the dogs?
You can if you want to. I don't know if it's necessary, but it's not.
Okay.
You know, you can if you'd like. So you're hearing first name three times. And
so
then,
my name is, name is Tara. And then her name is Leia. Okay. And then my male poodle is Jameson. And then my terrier is Perry. And I will mention one cat, because he's very wise and he's kind of the head of the household. His name is Rue. He's a tuxedo.
Okay, and you said she's been with you now about 3 months, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. She really likes to be with people. I'm sure you've already noticed that, right?
She's more of a people dog than a dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can just tell with how her energy feels. And like, if you're not home and somebody else is, she'll be where they are. It's just, that's part of how she feels more secure too. Okay, let me talk to her about the whining. And you know, I just want to let you know, Jameson, how old is Jameson and Perry?
So Jameson is almost four.
Okay.
And Perry is one.
Okay. Perry's like, he holds his energy right underneath you. Like, often when that happens, because you're the most important person to him. Jameson holds his energy equal to you. Like, he feels like he helps hold the energy of the house. He's kind of has this sort of bath energy to him. I don't know if that makes sense to you with his personality, but yeah, he's, and so I just, you know,
I call him my
nice
gentleman.
Yes. I can see he has a distinguished sort of ambassador, like, hello, welcome. You're come on in. So today we'd like you to be very respectful. You know, it's just he's just got this great, great energy. Is he a standard poodle? Is he a big?
Yes, he is.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
Okay. He's a very sweet, gentle soul, and Perry is
a little needy.
He's a little needy. You know, he's young. He's very in your face. You know, busy.
Yeah.
And likes to kind of herd and, you know, bite at ears and bite at ankles and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And, you know, we try our best to help the other dog tolerate him. He's fun. He is quite the personality, but he is very, in your face.
Yeah, and that's probably why he holds his face very close to you too, because, you know, you're the mom energy. So that's the most, not that he isn't, you know, connected with everybody else too, but, you know, in his mind, you're in charge. She's, you know, her place, she's still kind of figuring it out, really. Like, when you give me the names, I write it down and where it feels like to me. And then I have this visual. And, like, I wasn't quite sure where to put her name, which it doesn't mean that she's not, you know, acclimating to your home. But sometimes it takes a while for them to really decide where is my position or my place. And so helping her find that place could be helpful with her whining too. Her whining comes from insecurity. It's not just her only way to communicate. I don't think she was used to being around other dogs. Do you know anything about her background?
So she was with other dogs, but a lot of male dogs, the prior owner, I believe, showed dogs, and she wasn't a show dog herself, but there were show dogs in the house, and I'm not quite sure sort of like how the dynamic was.
Yeah, because she doesn't seem to understand like the energy of being together like a family.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, she almost felt, what I got from her, she almost felt like a little isolated. So this is new for her to kind of develop actual relationships with, you know, in connection with the other dogs.
Right. And I feel like she's more like a person in a dog's body. I mean, she has more of that human personality, very intelligent, and maybe can't relate as well to the other dogs. And I can see where it's hard for her to find her fitting, because she does have like a natural tendency, I think, as a female, you know, to express if the boys are, you know, being too much or sniffing her too much or whatever. You know, she will tell them to back off. She will growl at them, which is, you know, perfectly fine, and they listen to her and respect her. So I kind of assumed that that would take over a bit more, and she would be more of the dominant alpha. And in some ways she is, but and I'm good with that, and I think the boys are good with that. But but then there's other times where it's like, I know she wants something. Being a hound, she's a sight hound, she likes very soft places to lay, you know, and that, and if she doesn't have that, you know, she wants that. But yet, in she, you know, she comes whining to me, and I'm, you know, I try to accommodate her. But there's ways I think she could assert herself too if she wanted to with the other two to kind of get what she wants and without causing a ruckus, without causing a fight. Perry is one of these dogs that, you know, if you put him in his place, like, he'll respect you. But if not, he kind of, like, will hound you. And he hounds Jameson a lot because Jameson won't put him in his place. And I think it's fine for Leia to do that. But I don't know, you know, you tell me what she thinks and how
okay.
I can help her.
Okay. All right. So for her, first of all, addressing the whining, we need to offer her another way to communicate with you. But what she found in her past was, because she is so smart, she could come and just come to you or look at you very directly, because she does know, she makes really good eye contact. At least she feels
she
like
does.
She does, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes, she does.
But see, her other person didn't respond to that. So the only
okay.
way that she could get that kind of interaction was to whine. And she said barking didn't really do it either, because she would often just be told to be quiet. So whining got her person's attention. So I'm going to share with her that she can just, like, if you're sitting together, she can just get your attention by looking at you, because to her making eye contact. When she does that, she
yeah.
can also just come up to you, and even she could put a paw on you. I mean, do you have any preference of what we ask
yeah.
her to do instead?
Yeah, so she can, you know, like, nose me and paw me. That's,
okay.
And I'm fine with that. That I understand
okay.
that she wants something then. And same thing, my husband, Jason, he is a little less observant, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he's not getting the eye contact thing, you know, I mean, she can do that to him
okay.
as well, and he will understand. And then we do have bells on the doors. If none of the dogs have taken to using it. I've attempted training with it, but they haven't really attempted using it. But that's something, you know, if she would like to learn to use,
okay.
I will work with her more.
She's definitely smart enough. And actually, if she starts doing it, Harry might pick up on it. I think that Jameson would probably just say, there's no need for me to do that. You know?
No, no. He can hold it. Yeah.
But, well, and just it's just a little, almost a little below him to ring a bell,
mm-mm.
you know. But I think she's smart enough. So I'm mm-hmm. showing her that when she needs something to get your attention. So first of all, she can look at you. But you also really need to be reciprocal, right? So if she's
mm-hmm.
looking at you very directly, stop what you're doing and ask her, what do you need? And then you can go, you know, sometimes when we're really present with that, something might just pop in your head, and that's communication. You might be like, I got to go out. Or she might turn towards the door, or you might feel like you have mm-hmm. to go to the bathroom. That's often how information comes through to us. And I truly believe we all have this ability to communicate. It's just we aren't taught. And we, you know, sometimes we get a feeling or a thought, but we kind of just you know, ignore it because we think we're just, oh, I'm just making that up. So just discard it. So it's really important, too, that you're being very present with her signals. And so I'm also going to show her that she can actually touch you, that those ways are better and you're going to be more responsive than the whining. She definitely
yes.
feels the irritation. But again, it always gets her what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
So when, you know, sometimes the communication, there's a shift in the behavior immediately. Other times it's a process. But if she whines at you, you need to remind her. If you're visual and you can picture her, you know, looking at you, maybe putting her paw on you or nosing you,
you know, picture that. Say, if you need something, tell me what you need this way. If you can't picture it, and even if you can, just saying the words to her helps you to create a picture. Dogs are very, very adept at picking up on our pictures. And they pick up on the ones that we don't even know that we're sending. And that often we perpetuate behaviors that we wish to change because we think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, consciously thinking about the behavior you'd like to see is going to help her understand what you're asking.
Okay.
And I'll show her with your husband, she's going to have to probably touch him because he might not notice that she's looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So the other thing about that, too, is acknowledging that when she does that, it really shows how intelligent she is because she does like that acknowledge. Most animals I find who are very, not that all animals don't have intelligence, but, you know, some are just really, really smart. And it's also sometimes where they are in their own spiritual evolution. But the acknowledgement of that is really important to them. And so letting her know that, you know, when you let me know you want something by coming up to me and looking at me and telling me or touching me and telling me, that just shows me how smart you really are. That will help her to shift into, you know, using that kind of communication instead of whining. Whining is for baby puppies. That's what we tell her. You know, just like you would with kids, right? You know, when your kids are little, they cry and it's, use your words, right? So kind of the same thing, even though, you know, she's five, it was never reinforced in her. That was the way she could get the attention that she was requesting.
Mm-hmm.
And she does really like it when she gets to go someplace with you all by herself. Have you taken her out, just her?
For walks.
Okay.
And we have co-walked, we have a double leash, and she's very good with Jameson, walking with him. But I know she loves to go for walks. She has very high prey drive. And so she loves to watch for squirrels. And, you know, if she could actually, like, not try to take off, my son could walk her too. But I'm too afraid that she'll pull out because she does try to take off after squirrels.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, high prey drive, that's so instinctual. I mean,
yeah.
We can talk to her about it, but she's not really, you know, at that point, she is just reacting from her instinct.
Sure.
So
and I understand that.
That just comes with more actual, you know, just training.
Yeah.
So, but she does really like it when it's just, when she gets what she feels like is a special outing when it's just her.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Just her and, I know her and my husband really have a nice bond now. We just love her so much. And she's such a sweetheart, and I am always telling her how beautiful and pretty and smart she is. She definitely is a different type of dog to me.
So if she whines at you, remind her. So remember what we talked about? You don't have to do that with me. You don't have to do that anymore. Just remind her, because so much of it has become her habit. It's not that she isn't intelligent enough to switch to another way of communicating. It's just that's what she's done for so long, and that's what gave her the response that she wanted. So it's just a matter of helping her remember that she doesn't have to do that.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that she needs from me? I think she's doing wonderful. And I appreciate all the adaptions that she's made coming here.
Sometimes she says it gets a little, like, to me, it kind of, to her, it kind of feels a little, not just, not chaotic, but busy. Things get very busy mm-hmm. sometimes in your household. And
well,
so
all the animals, I think.
Yeah, right, it can. And, you know, just sometimes, mm-hmm. though, she just, if she goes off somewhere, just let her be. You don't have to worry about
sure.
her.
Sure.
Like if she isolates herself. That's,
I'm the same way, too. So.
Okay, yeah. So if she does, you don't have to go look for her and make sure she's okay. She says that,
mm-hmm.
that she just sometimes does that because it feels more like the energy of the humans somewhat more than just the energy of the other dogs. Like it's just busy.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what goes
yeah.
on in your house, but, you know.
Sure.
You know, maybe it's just like getting ready to do something or go somewhere, or school or work, you know, whatever.
Yep.
So
yep.
Sometimes she just kind of has to isolate. So don't worry about her. And,
okay.
you know, you don't have to come make sure she's okay. She feels very comfortable in your home. She feels very acclimated. She's still, you know, like I said, deciding kind of where her place is. And she does really appreciate the energy of Jameson just because he's so accepting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Perry's still young,
mm-hmm.
really. I mean, a year isn't very old. So, you know, I'm letting her know that she can actually help guide him a little bit, which she likes.
100%.
Yes.
He responds very, very well if she asserts herself.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for Jameson to do that more, but that's not his personality.
No. And she likes the idea of, like, being the teacher.
Yeah.
So that...
Because he's very dog-dog.
Even more so.
Like, he's... yeah, he's very all about the nose and the, you know, chewing and just, yeah.
Yeah, he's still very, very puppy-like. He's mm-hmm. he's a younger, he's just a younger energy too. You know, mm-hmm. he's a younger soul. So he's just kind of like full on, full out, yippee. Mm-hmm. Right? He's just.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So we all, I think everyone in the household, everybody in the household, you know, feels that about Perry. You know, we all love him,
mm-hmm.
but we all, it's all can be a bit much sometimes. So. Yes. So I sympathize.
Okay. Well, and she just really wanted to know it's okay. Like, you don't have to worry about it. Okay.
I appreciate that. And would you just, one more thing, ask her if she likes to wear her, clothes, sweater. She came with some pajamas that I put on her. You know, sight hounds, they don't have much fat on them, and it's cold. does she like to wear those all the time?
Cover her legs. Do they cover her legs?
One of them comes down a bit, a little bit, and can get, like, hooked on her elbows. I think that's probably what's bothering her. Or...
Yeah, she doesn't mind having, like, a little sweater kind of thing on, but
mm-hmm.
she doesn't really like the ones that go onto her legs.
Okay.
It's just not comfortable. It's also not comfortable, like, up under her, like, in her armpits.
Yeah.
You
okay.
know? So if you get her anything new, just get the kind that just has, you know, just pulls over her
mm-hmm.
head and just is on her body. But
okay.
she doesn't mind wearing them. She doesn't know if she always needs it, but she
mm-hmm.
doesn't mind because she looks
okay.
cute.
She does look cute. She just really likes, you know, soft blankets and things like that. So I just want her to be, yeah, comfortable and. Like, she's the type of dog I can never imagine laying on the hard floor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She always wants a nice, soft place to lay down. And if she doesn't have that, she'll let you know. Or if you're in her spot on the couch.
She'll let you know.
Just yeah,
remind
yeah.
her, you know, the other ways that she can let you know she needs something.
Sure.
know, if she whines at you. And be sure to really respond if you catch her just all of a sudden looking at you, or she does come up and touch you, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you can respond to that, that's going to help her realize, oh, yeah, this does work.
Okay. Okay.
But she is happy there.
Oh, good.
And, I mean, ideally, probably mostly, she says if she was, like, just the queen and the only energy
mm-hmm.
animal, that would be fine with her. But
yep.
she's okay with the energy of the other animals. In some ways, she's even acknowledging that it's sort of helpful because they disperse some of the energy of the people, meaning that they get
too,
and it's, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe she's feeling like I have very, very stressful days sometimes with work, and I always think when my energy is stormy around the house, you know, I know that they're feeling it. You know,
definitely.
Maybe that's kind of what she's, you know, picking up on, and she doesn't like when I have days like that.
I mean, animals always are connected to our energy, and
mm-hmm.
you know, they feel what we're experiencing, and how they show that is different with the different personalities. But
mm-hmm.
Part of what you're
okay.
talking about, just this energy
okay.
that, like I said, is not necessarily chaotic,
mm-hmm.
but it's still very busy and
mm-hmm.
a little uncomfortable. So,
well, again, I appreciate her working with us. Like, you know, we're not all put in the households that we find ideal either. You know, so we're so happy to have her. And, you know, I know that she has been trying to adapt, you know, to our household and the changes from her last one. So I really, really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Tara, for calling.
Thank you, Rose.
I really appreciate it. Hope things go
Thank
well.
Thank you,
with
Rose.
Let's call back and let us know.
Okay. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes, and happy holidays and all that. I just love being a fly on the wall during your meetings, Rose, because you can hear how you just zoom right in, you know, and you're already figuring out who's who and what's what, and you're getting validated through the whole meeting. It's really cool. Let's go
Thank
to 415, you're next to live with Rose. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hey, this is Ann from New Mexico.
Hey,
Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Who are we going to...
I...
Who are, go ahead.
Oh, did you want to... Go ahead if you want to... Something came up already.
Well, I was just going to ask you who we're going to connect with and...
I was just taking care of a dog and house sitting, and her name is Inu, and she seemed to be a lot calmer with me than the owner told me about. Oh, you know, she gets nervous and barks and jumps up, and never, she didn't ever do that once with me.
Okay.
To see what she thought about me being in her house and if I helped her relax or something, anything like that.
So when someone asks me to communicate with an animal that's not theirs, there's a
that's
little bit of a, when someone asks me to communicate with an animal that isn't their own, there's a little bit of a conflict. So, but what I can do is ask Inu's higher self if it would be
mm-hmm.
okay to communicate with her. And it's not like we're working on changing any kind of behavior. You're really just asking for information. But, you know,
yeah.
I just always want to honor the relationship between the person and the animal that actually, you know, that live together.
Sure.
And also, you know, just to... just to be really proper about it, her at her house.
Yeah, for about a while,
okay.
About 3 weeks.
Okay. Oh, that is a long time. All right. Would you mind please saying your, just say your first name three times and then say Emu's name three times.
Ann, Emu, Emu, Emu.
Who's that in the background talking?
Oh, that's the cat.
Is that your kitty?
No.
Oh, okay. So you're at the house now with Emu?
Oh, no, just like 2 days ago.
Oh,
the end of the
okay. Yeah. Kitty wanted to say something.
Yes, I can get that.
All right. You know, with you, one of the things that she says is she didn't feel there wasn't any expectation from you.
Mm.
So she felt very comfortable because it wasn't like there was anything she really had to do. It was almost like she was kind of on vacation too.
Oh.
So
yeah, even though pets might have had a rough life, you know, she had a rough life in the beginning, and I just give whatever pets a blank slate. You know, I think some owners put things on the dog or cat, like
right,
they keep them in the past almost, and I really say, okay, you know, I know the animals are the best at living in the present, and so that's good validation because that's how I treat all animals.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, and also, you know, animals have agreements with their people,
yeah.
Right? There's an agreement, a soul contract, and, you know, because I'm not with the person, I'm not going to share what their agreement is, but part of Inu's behavior is connected to the agreement and what they're there to do for each other. So with you, it was like, chilling with your friend, you know, by the lake because you don't have to worry about anything. So, she really enjoyed that time with you. And it was very beneficial to her. But she also feels, you know, you have such a deep love for animals. And so she felt that connection from you as well. And she really appreciated that. You know, not that, most people who would, you know, pet sit, especially if that's, you know, what you do for a profession, love animals. But any job that you do, you sometimes can sometimes feel like a job, right? And she didn't ever feel that way from you. And she just wants to express her gratitude for always being so present with the care that you were offering, the love that you were offering.
Oh, that's a great message. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for being so open and really present and aware, because even if you're only with another animal for, you know, just going in to visit and feed once a day or whatever, you know, your energy and your awareness is a really wonderful contact for them. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, that's great. I'd like to get into training dogs for special needs, you know, that work with children with medical issues, you know, like consent, something before, you know, they're amazing now that dogs can sense before a child, you know, has goes into
a seizure or something.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how to get started in that, but yeah, I'm interested in using my skills more.
Yeah, I don't know how to get started in that either, but you should just spend some time doing an internet search, right? Or if you know of an organization, you could, you know, talk to them. But your intuitiveness and connection with dogs already, animals already, is going to, you know, help you with that work. It's going to be really beneficial when you're doing that kind of work. I think that sounds great.
All righty. Great. Thanks so much. I'll keep listening.
Okay. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks for coming. So 13 minutes to the top, so we're trying to keep an eyeball on the time. And
okay.
I pushed the wrong button. Let's go to All Ones next. All Ones, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Well, hi, my name's Melissa from Seattle. I have a pit, and he's brown, small, and
okay.
I like to connect, like, if you see I having my pit return back to me, it like hopefully this year. I know he's okay. He's being treated well, but can you just like if he can be aware that when someone does come, someone I have to go to legal court for it, but he can be in the lookout that I'm going to come for him, like, it's going to go to the court system, but I'd like to, you can give a message.
So I'm not sure some of that kind of cut out, but so are you saying that he's living with somebody else right now?
Yeah, someone took my dog from me. It was a man who took it because I didn't pay attention. I bought it from him, but he took it back. And he's well taken care of. He's well taken care of. I'd like to know if I'm going to be able to recover him. He's brown, small.
Okay. So I can communicate with the dog and let him know that you want to have him back. And I can see if I get message from Spirit if this is something that's going to happen. But I'm not like, you know, how some people do readings about what's to come in the future. I'm communicating with the animal, so it's a little bit different for me. So I don't know if I can tell you whether or not you're going to get him back. But I can communicate with him and let him know that you love him and that you're open to him being back with you. Do you think the owner would work with you on that?
Yes. Can you tell him that yes, to be on the lookout for my voice, anybody that calls his name, and I'm gonna pay high costs for him to be returned this year.
Okay, so I need to hear you. If you don't want to say your name, that's okay. But I think, what'd you say? Your name's Melissa, right? You did say that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Melissa, if you would say your name three times and then say the dog's name three times.
Melissa. My dog name is Ernesto. Ernesto.
Okay. Is he still a puppy?
He's little. He acts like one. He's three years old now.
Okay, he's three. You know, he is okay. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not worried about him. So basically, you just want me to let him know that you're working on bringing him back home to you.
Yes, and pay attention to anybody calling.
Okay.
Pay attention to his surroundings. Be safe.
Okay. And he's been gone for almost a year?
Yeah, almost 2 years now.
Okay, almost 2 years.
He's asking a couple of thousands, and I'm gonna have to pay it. I'm gonna pay it.
Okay. Letting him know what you ask. You know, pay attention. Surroundings to listen, that you are working on being reunited. He's excited about that, but he is okay where he's at. If you're worried about him being mistreated, he doesn't feel like he is. And he does still feel the connection that you have with him. So, you know, one thing that you can do, Melissa, is, and in fact, I could even send you, if you wanted to email me, I could send you this meditation, but there's like a meditation you can do, and we've done it on one of the shows, actually. I call it the golden cord heart-to-heart connection, but you just take a few deep breaths and get yourself in a really nice, grounded space, you know, a calm energy, and you think about him and how much you love him and think about him already with you, not the fear and worry about it not being with you, but about him already being there. And then imagine a connection that goes from your heart to his heart. If you're visual, you can picture it like a golden cord that it goes out to wherever he is right now. And then send that love to him and send that information to him that I still love you, I want you, you're going to be home, I'm working on it. And that's a way that you can connect with him. And he'll be able to feel that. And sometimes for the person, it just helps us too, because it helps us feel like we're doing something and still stay very connected. So that's something you can do, you know, just to stay connected with him. Okay. I'm sorry you're going through this. That sounds like a really difficult situation.
Yeah, but I'm gonna pay for him. Not gonna be cheap. Ask if am I gonna able to recover him after I pay him? It's gonna be quite a bit of money.
I don't know. Did he say you could or not? I mean, that's what he's saying. Like, yeah.
What
I don't know.
Say?
What I get is it's all about the money to him.
Thank you.
So there might be another show that's on, you know, after mine that people, you know, intuitives who are, you could ask that question to again that might be helpful to you. Because I know that there's a lot of really great intuitives and psychics that are on this network, because
mm-hmm.
I really stay focused with the animals and to connecting with them. So if they share something with me from spirit, it comes through, but and that I'm completely 100% on and confident in. So anyway, just an idea, but do the heart connection with him. That will really help you stay connected and he'll feel it. Okay.
Let's get you to give out your contact info so she can email you for that.
Okay. So my email is petmessenger@gmail.com. Or you can also use the contact form on my website, which is www.roseproud.com. And also, all of that info, I believe, is on my profile, right, Nicole, on News for the Soul. You can find out
how
to reach me. Newsforthesoul.com. Right. So feel free to message me if you'd like, Melissa, and I can send that heart-to-heart connection meditation to you.
Yes, and call into any of the shows for more help and keep us in the loop. Let us know how you're going. We've just got about 3 minutes left. Anything else to share? You know, it's holiday time. You know, the whole buying people puppies for Christmas and stuff comes up for me. All right. Well, maybe you want to touch on that before we...
It comes up for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, not everybody agrees with me, but, you know, I'm not here to have everybody agree with me. I never feel like an animal as a gift is a good idea unless the person who is leaving the animal is a part of that decision, because there are so many reasons why we are brought together with other animals. And, you know, sometimes people think, oh, they need a puppy, and they buy them a puppy, and maybe the person doesn't really want a puppy. So, or whatever, right? I just feel like it's really important when the person who is receiving the animal is a part of that that decision and that connection to help pick them. And, you know, for so many people, they just don't consider the long term. You know, this puppy's cute, but you're going to go through some training and chewing. And, you know, I'm a big rescue person. I truly believe that there are any dog, cat, gerbil, pig, whatever, they have them in rescues. And we need to help those animals and as well. So I always encourage people to adopt first when they're looking. And remember that, you know, this is a family member. It's a lifetime commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes things do come up and that, you know, I understand that. But, you know, the intention is they're here forever until it's time for them to make their transition. So if you really want to gift somebody an animal, then make them up a gift certificate and then talk to them about it. And then go with them to help pick out their new family member, because that's so much better than surprising them. I mean, sometimes maybe somebody really does know, you know, because it's their partner or their child. But again, I just feel like it's important that anyone who's going to be interacting with those animals are part of that decision because of that connection.
Yeah.
Important.
The part that gets me too is that there's that element of the energetic match, right? Like, it's, you don't just get any dog when you're looking for, you've got to find the right energy match that's the match for your energy and the right balance. And you know, it's not like buying a coat.
Right.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Something to think about.
I feel like all of mine have picked me, you know?
Yeah.
Or we've picked each, I mean, like, one of my dogs I had as a family dog, we were looking at a couple different dogs at this shelter. My kids were with me, all three of my kids. My husband wasn't, but I knew he would be fine because he was gone a lot of the day and I'd be the one taking care of him. And he wasn't even really sure, like, another dog, but he knows me well enough to not to tell me no. So he wasn't with us, but the dog that we ended up with, Suki, who was amazing. Like, she looked so sad and pouty in her kennel, and she came in, and we'd already met with another dog, and that dog was sweet, but she came in, she jumped up on my son and kind of knocked him down, but he was laughing, and then she went to my daughter, and then my other son. She went to each of us and gave us all kisses, and then laid down in the middle of us so we could all love on her, and we all looked at each other and said, she's the one. I mean, she just said, I'm your family, let's go. You know, they know when it's the right fit, and I think it's important to have that that connection, like you said, the energy match.
Yep, it's one of the biggest parts of it. So, well, there we go. We've gotten our soapbox for the holiday season. We got it out there.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And I liked your idea of the coupon. I like that. So think before you buy something furry, willy-nilly. Always a pleasure, always an adventure, Rose. Happy holidays to you as well. And all your furry
Thank you and
connections.
The puppy.
Yeah. It's the only, we were talking about earlier about, do they like to get dressed up? I only put something on Poppy if I'm willing to risk losing a limb. But Christmas time, for a picture, it's coming.
Bonsai doesn't like it either. He won't bite me, but he really doesn't like it. So I always tell him, it's just for a picture for my you know, Instagram.
That's right. Quick photo moment.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, Rose. Happy holidays, Merry Solstice. We just had Solstice, New Moon tomorrow. So all of those things. You know, talk to you next year.
Yep, next month/next year. Be well. Take care.
Me too.
And
all right.
For all the callers listening, we get to as many as we can. We go with the flow. Call in next time. In the meantime, you can find Rose all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We are back with open lines and free readings with Elle in about 2 minutes.
hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.